We're back to the Neil Haley Show. And, you know, my guest today is from Being the Ricardos. We're going to talk about his career and everything, Jeff Holman. Jeff, thanks for stopping by, man. And we're going to talk about your career and all these different things, but ultimately Being the Ricardos, which I watched, and I don't always get to say I've watched shows because I'm just a busy guy. I got all these interviews, watching different streams, and it was just a great, great production. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. You're welcome. Some of your interviews, and man, you're terrific. I really like your questions and the rapport that you have with your guests. I was really looking forward to coming on here.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. And it's just from doing it too long. It's from doing it. Anything you do 10,000 hours, done 7,000 plus interviews. It's interesting. I'm moving my one house that I house, one of my podcasts, out of that place. And there's like 12 years of it. And it's like, and I only can transfer a certain amount. I'm like, I hope I have all these files and I have them somewhere in different things, but I'm really going more big into the TV end of things, because ultimately at the end of the day, to get to see yourself with the celebrity on video is much more powerful. And I'm sure you pick those to watch versus listening to an interview I did 7 years ago. So it's just all about it. And I'll be doing a lot of downloading this weekend. So let's jump specifically to your, did you always want to be an actor? Was that something growing up you wanted to do?
You know what? Yeah, I started real young. I started in first grade. We did a production of Noah Builds an Ark. And every kid in the class had to do a papier-mâché animal. And although I'm really into arts, not so much into crafts. So I was like, oh gosh, does everyone have to do papier-mâché? And they're like, well, Noah doesn't. And I'm like, I want to be Noah.
You're there. I'm going to be, that's great. Yeah.
Everyone's like, what? I'm the only person who wants to be Noah? Well, as it turns out, Noah has to sing a song in front of the entire school and all the parents. I was like, singing, paper mache. Let's go with singing. And I'm not a singer per se. So I thought that I'd be just completely terrified, but some kind of little spark ignited when I was out there singing my little song. It was, oh, Noah built himself an ark, one wide river to cross. He built it out of hickory bark, one wide river to cross. So like this song goes on and like the kids are going back there. And I don't know, something happened. Some flame ignited inside me. And I was just like, okay, I
At
like
first
this.
First grade, you figured it out. That's pretty good.
I want to do this forever.
You figured it out in first grade and you want to do it forever. So what would you consider your big break? When did you decide I'm going to Hollywood, or the whole process?
You know what? I think that it was in high school. I had always wanted to be an actor, but it was sort of like, yeah, it's a pie in the sky thing. You know, I got to think of something more practical. And then my high school theater teacher cast me as the lead in this play, Dark of the Moon. Her name is Michelle Busty. And she just gave me so much confidence cast me as the lead in that I was like, you know what, maybe I'd be able to do this as a living, you know? And so when I went to school, my college, my dad was like, okay, we all know you can act, you don't need to go to learn how to act. So if I'm paying for school, you're gonna have to study something more like serious.
Okay.
Science-based.
Yeah.
He's a chemistry and math double major and he's a doctor. So he's like, no, yet be more practical. I'm like, okay. So I chose marine science.
Okay.
Once I graduated from that, I came home with my science degree and I was like, okay, time to get back to acting. And
yeah. Did you act in school? Like when you're in college, did you do any acting?
No. And I auditioned for the school play in my freshman year, booked the lead. And then they found out that I was a freshman. They're like, oh, we've got this rule. No freshman can participate in plays because it's just so busy as a freshman. And I'm like, forget this then. Forget it. I'm out of here. So I just never went back to the theater the whole time I was in college. So I think when I graduated, I really wanted to get back to acting. And so I did non-union commercials and films in Denver, and getting ready to make my big move to LA. So finally got out here to LA. And I'd say another big break I had was getting my SAG card. In order to get your SAG card, as an extra, you have to do like three extra jobs where a union extra didn't show up. And so you can get one of their vouchers. It's kind of difficult to do. The other way is you get a speaking role in a movie or a TV show. And then they do what's called a Taft-Hartley, where they basically pay a penalty to use you. And then you get into the union. So that was a huge lucky break that I got into the union. That was in 99. And just been going at it ever since.
See, that's a great thing for sure. And when you think about specifically opportunities and stuff, what do you think you're best known for of some of the projects you've done before talking about being the Ricardos?
I'd say Grey's Anatomy was one of the big ones. I still get recognized on that sometimes.
That's cool.
I had this scene with Sandra Oh where I'm getting angioplasty. And I remember the audition. I wanted to have some kind of really funny ending to the audition. So the guy is like, you know, sort of laughing. And I'm like, wouldn't it be hilarious if I would sort of drift into unconsciousness at the time? So in the audition, I was like, and the director, who was Debbie Allen from Fame, you want to get famous? Well, here's where you start paying in sweat, right? Debbie Allen. So Debbie Allen's like, oh, the competition's heating up in here. So that was huge getting that, because that was one of my first guest stars.
That's cool.
And
so you're a comedian too, is that correct? You do comedy?
I'm a comedic actor, but I don't do stand up. I've tried figuring out how to write jokes, and I just cannot figure it out. Like, I've read books about it, and they're like, here's the setup, and here's the turn, and here's this, and then here's where you think about something funny to say about it. And I'm like, yes, that's the part I need help with.
See, so I think you'd be great if you start just continuing to go after it, just figure out to write some material, but probably too busy doing auditions and opportunities. Anything else? You said Grace you were known for. What other things before?
Parks and Recreation. I got hired to do just a one-liner on that. And in the course of filming the scene, Amy Poehler started doing an improv with me. And I was like, oh yeah, I do improv, no problem. So I just like kept improvising with her. And we went back and forth for about 5-6 minutes. And then finally the director yells, cut. And all the cast and crew like bust up laughing. And then the director comes over and she's like, we're going to give you some more lines. And that turned into a 9-line guest star just from that improv. So that was really, really cool.
Does that change things after that opportunity, Parks and Rec? Would you say that really opens up doors after getting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Huge, huge. That's when some of the bigger stuff started to come in. And just recently I did a guest star on Better Things, and I use this New Orleans accent, which I had never done before.
Give me it. Let's hear it.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So there's a special way. Let me tell you briefly the story of how I got the accent. Basically, I went into the audition and I did like just sort of like a general Southern. And the casting assistant was like, from New Orleans, and she's like, okay, what you're doing sounds kind of more Charleston, but if you rock it back into the back of your jaw, it'll be more New Orleans. Try it again. So I tried it like that, and they're like, okay. So then I was leaving the audition, and I saw this guy who, like, I see at all the auditions, and he usually books it instead of me, right? And I was like, oh, this guy, damn it. And he's got this natural Southern accent. And I was like, hey, where are you living now? And he's like, oh, I'm living in New Orleans. I was like, all right, this is your job. Just go get it. I'm going to like stop thinking about it because I'm just not. And then they're like, oh, you booked it. I'm like, what? So I totally did not want to half-ass the accent, right? I wanted to really nail it.
Exactly.
So I started calling up dialect coaches, and they're like, Uptown Garden District, New Orleans, never heard of it. Try this person. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I just don't teach it. Try this person. And so I ended up finding a linguist, like a guy with a degree in linguistics. And the way you usually do an accent is the guy who does the accent says, like, this is how you say the first word. Right. This is how you say the second word. This is how you say the third word. Okay, now put them all together and memorize that. But this guy was like, okay, I'm going to show you how to hold your mouth and your tongue so that everything you say comes out in that accent. I'm like, what? So he's like, basically got to pin the points of your mouth down like this, and then hold your tongue really flat and do the Charleston accent, and then everything comes out like New Orleans. That's it.
That's really good. So what are you gonna audition for that for something else out there?
Right? I gotta put that on my resume. New Orleans,
it's gotta go on your resume.
Right after I did that, they canceled the NCIS New Orleans and some other New Orleans show. And I was like, oh, darn it, I just missed my opportunity. But yeah, I gotta put that one on my resume. See, now
that accent could be in one of the big shows right now where you gotta say, hey, you gotta bring a New Orleans person in. You know, and that's it. There you go, you know.
Done. It was great. On the day of the filming, our stunt coordinator came up to me and he's like, so we're from the South. Where are you, you know, from the South? And I was like, oh no, I was born and raised in Colorado. He's like, no way. I'm from Memphis and I would swear you're from New Orleans. I was like, all right, that's all I needed to hear.
So they've canceled those other New Orleans shows. So you have to think about what one, the History Channel, they got to need you for a voice like that.
Something. Someone's got to need
a Civil War reenactment type of movie coming out, whatever.
Something. Anything.
Okay. So any other, after that, what would you say other things you've had some opportunities? And then we're going to being the Ricardos. Because you've been acting for years, you know.
That's right. I have. You know, one of the very first things I did was Monk. And I absolutely loved that show. I mean, I watched it religiously. And my wife and I were like so into it that when I got on the show, I was like, hey, you guys, I noticed that you said this thing about his ex-wife or about his deceased wife in season one, but then you said this other thing in season two, which is kind of contradictory. So, you know, which is it? And the director of the show goes, hey, Tony, this guy's an expert on the show. What do you think? And Tony's like, it's both. And I was like, okay. So like, basically they hadn't even thought about this. And it was only because I was like, so into it that they're like, all right, let's figure it out now. But that was amazing. I absolutely loved getting to work with Tony Shalhoub and Traylor Howard. And they were both like super, super cool. That was one of the very first jobs I did. The OC, got to work with one of my heroes, Peter Gallagher. He's so, so fun to work with. He was super nice. We were shooting this night shoot in the rain where basically they wrecked in the rain, and I'm this trucker who comes along and I'm like, hey, you guys all right? I'm like shouting through the rain. And so they had brought out the rain machines and stuff, and they're like, make sure you dress in warm clothing because you're gonna be soaked all night. And the main cast had like wetsuits underneath their clothes and stuff. But man, that was fun. That was super fun. Yeah, I've had a bunch of really great experiences.
You got to meet awesome people, and it's just starting. So let's talk about being the Ricardos. First, tell us the premise of the movie without giving away, but I mean, so great. And then tell me about your character.
So it covers the I Love Lucy show from a Monday table read to the Friday taping. And as Aaron Sorkin, I'm going to quote Aaron Sorkin here. he says that Lucy's pregnant at a time when you're not supposed to have a pregnant woman on TV, and she's accused of being a communist.
Yes.
And there's also rumors about Desi Arnaz's infidelity. So in addition to all of the stressors of putting on a show and making sure it's the best that it can be and dealing with all the egos and everything of all the other actors and the director and producers and all that, then you have these major life things as well. So my character, Roger Otter, is that of a cigarette executive. See, the Philip Morris Company was the sponsor of the show. And so I'm the Philip Morris executive who tells them, like, hey, you can do this, but you can't do that. And you'll have to see the movie to see how well that goes for me.
So you got to say, this was so well done in the way that taking you through that, because not everyone knows about the whole communist thing. And it really speaks to now where people are being called out as an anti-vaxxer or, you know, or certain things, a conservative, or, you know, just, or called out as a communist or a socialist. So this process that happened in this movie could ruin someone's career today, aka Joe Rogan, having that one person and then they canceled Joe Rogan. So it's not really changed that much, has it?
Right. It's like that cancel culture that everyone's in fear of. So they, you know, each one of these could have spelled absolute doom for them, but especially the communists. I mean, all that there had to be was a rumor that you could be a communist and you could be instantaneously blacklisted.
Yep.
Just gone. Like you're saying today with the cancel culture. So, yeah, it's interesting how that hasn't really changed.
I think it's gotten worse, a lot worse because of social media and everything. I don't think that the show would have been able to pull it off to today if there was something so bigger than
salacious. Yes.
It would have been over. So, for example,
I think you may be right. The only thing that really saved them was the brilliance and determination of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. So,
Desi saved by getting into that last moment for sure.
Yeah, my bet would be on them though, even if they were to encounter something like this today. They were so smart and so good and so daring in their solutions that my money would be on them still.
And I think, as I talked to you off air, this should not just be a movie, it should be a TV series that you can really go back three.
I would love that,
because there's just so many stories that could be told about Lucy and Desi and different.
I think it's a terrific idea. I think that we should absolutely, you and I should absolutely go to Amazon and be like, we got this brilliant idea to make it into movies.
I'm cool. I'm there for sure. And so I hope
with you and me as EPs.
I like that. And so the thing is, I see this opportunity that you just had as another big opportunity that the next show, because again, they have to create a show about a Louisianan from the,
Uptown Garden District.
Yes. That, you know, is a truck driver by day. And I don't know, you come up with something and it'll work.
Sounds good. Pitch it.
Because your accent is so good.
Thank you.
I was saying you should be written in for the Gilded Age. Some a Louisiana guy comes up to New York. I don't know. I got to even know the history. And is definitely not treated well in the Gilded Age. I don't know if you've gotten to watch the show on HBO. It's unbelievable.
This sounds perfect. You should be my agent. You're fantastic.
Hey, you know what? You know my number. You give me the drill. I know how to pick up things. I know how to promote people. I know how to do things. And that's the big thing, is promote, tell people what they're great at, and that's it. But I see something, but you can create a show, but you can write yourself in as this Louisiana character everywhere. TV shows,
like all it.
That, because you have to really create this character more. Start thinking about it. The persona completely, what they eat, how they do, and just live that character acting. And then someone's going to say, we need someone from Louisiana. Your agent's going to find it. And there you go. I love that, but I also want you to get on stage and do stand up. If I know one of my colleagues did stand up, there's no reason you can't, because you're funny. You're really funny. So
thanks, man. Appreciate you saying that.
I think you should really think about that. I think you should say, you know what, that's going to be on my wish list. I got to come up and write some material. Maybe the Louisiana guy is going to be the perfect first joke.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend, Renee Percy, who is a professional comedian, and she teaches a class. I've been thinking about taking her class. Yeah.
You have, because you're funny. You're funny. Do that. So where can we connect with you, Jeff? Again, Being the Recorder's available right now on Amazon. Any other projects right now you want to promote?
Or is it Yellow Jackets. I have a recurring role in Yellow Jackets. I don't know if you've seen that show on Showtime.
No, I have not.
Oh, man, it's super intense. So the log line is that a group of high school soccer elite players, a girls soccer team, is on their way to state championships, and they're the unlucky survivors of a plane crash in the remote northern wilderness. And it's about them surviving and before they're eventually rescued. And then, of course, 25 years later, their characters now still trying to put their lives back together. It's really, really cool. And in that one, I play the character of Randy Walsh, who is the best friend of Jeff Sudeikis, who's married to the lead in the show, Shauna, played by Melanie Lynskey. Melanie Lynskey, by the way, is fantastic.
Is this season really, one of really Yellow Jackets? Actor. Is this season
That's right.
one? So what, That's is, right. when is that going on Netflix? Because you know I'm going to be watching when it happens. Or wherever
it Well, goes. So it was on Showtime, and they just finished the end of the season just a couple weeks ago. So you can check that out on Showtime On Demand.
But at one point could be picked up by one of the
Absolutely.
Shows. Probably Amazon, right? They do a lot
That's
of
That's what I would think.
That's
yeah,
what I would
yeah.
think. Amazon.
Yeah, probably. All right, that.
Where can we follow you and stuff, Jeff? Where's the best place on social media to find you?
Jeff Holman Official is my Instagram handle. That's the best way to keep in touch. And then I'm also going to be in a show called Minx, and that'll be in March. And that's a show on HBO Max about a young feminist who gets together with a low rent publisher to create the first women's erotic magazine.
And that's only going to be on HBO Max, not just the HBO channels too. Are they going to play it too?
I think so. I think so. It's for HBO Max, but I think you'll be able to watch on HBO as well.
I hope you can watch it on HBO, because I will be watching it, and I'll be letting you know, Jeff, what I think for sure. And we appreciate
Please
you
do.
Stopping by. But I'm waiting on that New Orleans character. Live it out, definitely, and appreciate you coming by.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I had a really good time. Yeah, thanks a lot.
It. All right, take care. All right, you're watching and listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.